Tonight in Anchorage, the YWCA will present the 25th annual Women of Achievement Award to 10 Alaskan women who have helped others, some as well-known newsmakers and others who have quietly gone about the tasks of improving the lives of those around them without much attention. Hillary Morgan is the YWCA's CEO. She says the women's advocacy organization has a theme for this year's event of honoring the past, inspiring the future.
And to give you an idea of some of our forward-moving initiatives, the YWCA Board of Directors resolved in August to eliminate the gender pay gap in Alaska by 2025, which I'm very excited about. We did a public announcement of that in September and have been working to get endorsements, and we're doing work to create a survey tool that companies can overlay over their personnel policies and their wage policies to determine whether they are neutral, gender-neutral company. And in 2016, we hope to have a list beginning of sort of the best companies in Alaska for working women.
There's 10 women that will be honored, and some of the names are notable. But tell us about them. Tell us about who you've got this year.
We have well-known names like Senator Murkowski. Elvie Gray Jackson is one of our assemblywomen. And then you have names that aren't quite as well known, like Natasha Masanovic is a professor at UAA, and she's a Serbian woman who has come over here and and is really a remarkable teacher, inspires her students, and propels them on to become amazing scholars and PhDs in their own right. And then you have folks like Phyllis Rhodes was the director of identity, the LGBT center here, for about 10 or 12 years, and she did that totally volunteer. So those sorts of unsung heroes are really what the Women of Achievement is about, as well as honoring people whose accomplishments are more notable in town. This year, we're giving out the Arla Sterjalewski Award, which has only been given out three times in the 25-year history. The Women of Achievement Selection Committee determines that there's somebody who's so exceptional that they should get not only the Women of Achievement Award, but they should get this other award. And the woman who's getting that is Ruth Sheridan. She's 96 and has been working just time and a half for probably 90 of those years promoting justice, peace, and dignity for all human beings everywhere in the world, but has been in Alaska for quite some time doing it here. So it's really exciting to give her the Arla Sterjalewski Award.
Hillary Morgan is the Anchorage YWCA CEO. Tonight's Women of Achievement event in Anchorage will honor 10 outstanding Alaskan women.